This is the Elite Development Podcast, a show with the aim of helping athletes evolve in every element of their careers through real-world advice and experience. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Calgary, Alberta, with a singular focus on building better athletes. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are going to be talking about lessons that I learned from Lane Norton at the Clean Health Live event in Australia just about a week and, a little over a week ago now. Now, what did I learn from Lane Norton? So first off, if you don't know who Lane Norton is, search him up on Instagram. Tag is at BioLane, and you'll see, you know, kind of get an idea of what he's all about. This was actually the second time I got to listen to him speak. And the first time hit home pretty hard. Like, he gave a really good speech just about his backstory. And then this one, he dug into it even more. And honestly, there were a couple of things that I was really able to take away. Number one was the trick to success in anything that you can do. You know, he talked about his story and it was really inspirational. Like, he's been through a lot of ups and downs building his company. He built a whole other company that, and he ended up getting kicked out of for, you know, just unfortunately bad business partnerships. Not going to go into details or anything, but then, you know, he's been through divorce. He's been through, you know, trials and tribulations when it came to his powerlifting career, the current business that he has, so much more. But he's come out on top every single time. He's come out with, you know, world records in powerlifting. He rebuilt a company after, you know, going through all of that stuff and basically having to start from scratch. He rebuilt a company into a multi-million dollar company now. He's just, like, he's truly an inspirational character. And the way he put it in his speech is, he said, he's like, I'm not the biggest, I'm not the strongest, I'm not the best looking, I'm not, like, basically there was nothing going for him. So how did he actually see all the success that he's seen? He attributes it all to, as he put it, bone-crushing, soul-sucking, mind-numbing consistency. It's like, every day, no matter what, no matter how he's feeling, no matter what's going on in his life, anything like that, he shows up and he puts the work in. And the only focus at all times is being better today than he was yesterday. And this is such an important message for so many of you, because, you know, within my own business every day, I have athletes telling me, you know, yeah, I'm just like, I'm struggling because I feel like I'm not doing enough, or I'm not as far as I need to be, or, you know, I'm not succeeding at the same level as this guy or that guy or this girl or that girl. And I keep just trying to preach that message. You know, the answer is just keep showing up, because somebody might be further along than you are today, but that doesn't mean that they're going to stay there. You know, one of my prime examples that I like to use, and don't consider this any kind of shot at this guy, but Raul Rosas Jr., 18-year-old kid in the UFC. You know, he had all this hype behind him. He, you know, came in, he was, I believe, 6-0 when he got his UFC contract at 18 years old, which is, like, that's a crazy pace. He won his first UFC fight pretty easily and then came into his second UFC fight and got dominated and lost. Now, does that mean that he's on his way out the door? No. But what I took away from that is, just because he got there fast, it doesn't mean that he's going to see the most success. You know, he didn't come in at 18, dominate 10 people in a row, and then get the title by the time he was 20. He still might. That's, you know, obviously in the future. But he came in at 18 and ended up biting off more than he could chew and getting dominated by a guy that, you know, the guy who beat him is obviously pretty good, but it's not like he lost to the world champion. Like, he lost to a guy that's not in that, you know, top 15 upper echelon of the division, but he's already had his first loss of his career now. So if you are an MMA fighter and you're looking at Raul Rosas Jr. and you're going, well, shit, he's only 18 and he's so much further than I am already, just because he got there first, it doesn't mean he's going to stay there. And if you spend your time being upset that he's younger than you and further than you, well, you're spending your time in the wrong areas. And that was, like, really what I got from Lane's speech was, if you're spending your time focused on anything but yourself, anything but making improvements, anything but improving where you're at today compared to where you were yesterday, you're losing out on improvements that you can make. You're losing out on success that you can have because you're too focused on success that other people have and why you don't have that. And the other piece that he spoke about when it came to, you know, his success, and the other thing that I believe, again, goes hand in hand with what I was just talking about, is just keep outlasting everyone. This game is not a sprint. You know, if you're an athlete right now and you're worried that, you know, somebody's further along than you, somebody's seeing more success than you, somebody's, you know, doing this or doing that, whatever it might be, just keep outlasting them. You know, same idea, coming back to Raul Rosas Jr. If you are older than him and not as far along in your career as him, outlast him. Keep showing up. Just because he's 18 and he's in the highest league in the world in his sport, it doesn't mean that you can't make it there. It doesn't mean that you can't have a great career. It doesn't mean that you can't become a world champion just because this kid has made it further faster. So focusing on showing up, focusing on outlasting, focusing on even on the days where you feel your absolute shittiest, coming in and putting the work in anyway. And that is how you're going to make it through. You know, so if you're sitting here and your mind is on the fact that you're not as far along as you maybe think you should be, or you're not as far along as you wish you were, or you're not as far along as, you know, this guy or that guy or whoever else it might be, I need you to reframe your mind. I need you to stop thinking about, you know, the success that these other people are having, because the success that they have does not take away from the success that you could have. So every time you start thinking about not being as far along as you wish you were, every time you start thinking about not being as successful as you feel like you deserve to be, just come back to that saying. Come back to that thing that I heard from Wayne Norton. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Just keep outlasting everyone. The really cool way that he put it, obviously he was speaking to coaches, the really cool way that he put it is that the average lifespan in the fitness industry is less than 2 years. And at this point, he's been doing it for over 20. I've been in here for well over 10. And it was just a really cool mentality to hear that it's like, you know, I have those days too, where I sit and I think, you know, as a coach, I'm not doing as much as I feel like I should, or other coaches are, you know, coaching higher level athletes, or, you know, making more money or whatever it might be. And it makes me momentarily get down on myself, being like, well, you know, what's wrong with me? I've been doing this for a long time. Why am I not further along than I am? And hearing him put it that way, hearing him say the average lifespan in this industry is less than 2 years, I'm sitting here thinking, man, like, I've already well over 6x'd that. Like, I've been doing this over 12 years. Excuse me. And the average lifespan is 2 years. That means I've gotten over 6 times farther than the average person in this industry. And so, yeah, there are going to be people that are further ahead than me, but instead of spending my time focusing on why am I not doing what this person or that person's doing, spend my time focusing on the fact that I've been in this industry now 6 times longer than the average person even survives it. You know, the average person is done 6 times faster than where I'm at right now, and I don't even feel like I've started. So by reframing my mind to that, that gets so much more exciting to be like, man, I'm in the top 1% of people that start in this industry. And so the same thing for you. Like, if you're an early in your professional athletic career right now, understand that less than 1% of the entire world ever competes as a professional athlete. Less than 1% of the entire world. So if you're sitting there worrying that you're not far enough in your career, you're sitting there worrying that, you know, some kid got there faster than you have, whatever it might be, understand that you're still in the top 1%. You're still further than 99% of the population. So stop worrying about that one guy or the couple of people that have made it further than you, faster than you. and start understanding that you are in the top 1% of the world. And just by continuing on, just by focusing on continuing to improve, just by focusing on being better today than you were yesterday, you're going to keep rising above that top 1%. You're going to keep rising. You're going to keep improving. You're going to keep stepping further along that top 1% in the entire world just by continuing to show up. Not with some magic trick, not by, you know, relying on this or relying on that, just relying on yourself. So to tie it back, the biggest lessons that I took away from Lane Norton, honestly, none of them were like completely brand new information, but, and hopefully they aren't for you either, but the ways that he put it really just hit home for me. So coming back to it, the first one is bone-crushing, mind-numbing, soul-sucking consistency. And if you're an athlete and you're upset that, you know, someone's further along than you, or you're not as far along as you wish you were, or you're struggling with a certain aspect of your game or whatever it is, come back to that bone-crushing, mind-numbing, soul-sucking consistency. Don't rely on trying to get there the fastest. Don't rely on trying to find the magic trick that's going to magically fix your gas tank issues that you're having. Understand that you need a program to stick to, and you need to stick to it consistently. Bone-crushing, mind-numbing, soul-suckingly consistently. And if you can do that for an extended period of time, you're going to see success. Guaranteed. Every athlete that I have that has worked with me for a year, 2 years, 5 years, has an incredible gas tank, cannot get tired if they try, and whip their opponents around the rings consistently as they fight because they've been sticking to a program consistently. Plain and simple, that's it. It's not the craziest program. It's not the hardest program. It's not the, you know, most innovative program all the time. It's consistent and it's specific to their sport. And by doing that, they're seeing the success that they want in their careers, period. So bone crushing, mind numbing, soul sucking consistency, and outlasting everyone. Don't focus on someone being further than you. Focus on your own race. Don't focus on the person that, you know, is, don't focus on trying to replicate what someone else is doing. Focus on your own race. Focus on staying consistent. Focus on every single night when your head hits the pillow, being confident in saying, I improved today and I'm better today than I was yesterday. And if you can stick to that, something that simple, that basic, you will see success. That's it. That's the trick. That's the magic. That's the secret sauce you're looking for, is every fucking day, show up. So that's it. That's all. I appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you giving me the time, especially if you made it this far. Hope you have a great rest of your day. My ask, as always, is that if you got some value from this, share it with a coach, share it with a friend, share it with a teammate. And like I said, that's all from me. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk again soon. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, I would greatly appreciate if you subscribed and left a review for the show. As well, I would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from the episode. My contact info is linked below. Send me a message and let me know what you thought. As always, I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. Thank you again, and see you next time.